Hi, my name is Rachel Dekus, and I am a member of the Champaign County ACLU. Did you know that the Patriot Act contains more than 150 separate sections outlined in 10 major titles? About a tenth of the law expires or sunsets this year unless Congress votes to reauthorize it. Even though many sections raise serious civil liberties concerns, the Patriot Act contained a handful of truly radical expansions of criminal and intelligence search and surveillance authority, only some of which will sunset. These changes represent the most dangerous sections of the law. These provisions also embody the ACLU's broader concern post-9/11 that the White House has demanded and received an unwarranted amount of power, which weakens the checks and balances that maintain our system of limited government and preserve our constitutional liberties. Congress should use the debate over the sunset to highlight these provisions in particular, but should also take the opportunity to deliberate more broadly on the state of our freedoms in the so-called war on terrorism. Some of the priority sections in the Patriot Act include Section 213, which expands the government's ability to execute criminal search warrants, which need not involve terrorism, and seize property without telling the target for weeks or sometimes months. Section 215, which allows the FBI to seize a vast array of sensitive personal information and belongings, including medical, library, and business records, using secret intelligence tools that do not require individual criminal activity. Section 505, which lowers the evidentiary standard for national security letters, or NSLs, which are issued at the sole discretion of the Justice Department, impose a blanket gag order on recipients and are not subject to judicial review. To date, resolutions in opposition to parts of the Patriot Act and other actions that infringe on fundamental rights have been passed in 372 communities in 43 states, including four statewide resolutions. These communities represent approximately 56.2 million people who are calling for reform of the Patriot Act. Such widespread concern across ideological lines reflects the strong belief of Americans that security and liberty need not be competing values. Congress included a sunset provision precisely because of the dangers represented by passing such far-reaching changes in American law in the aftermath of the worst terrorist attack in American history. So let's remind Congress in the coming weeks that the sun should set on the Patriot Act and rise on our rights. Join members of the Champaign County ACLU in AWARE at the Urbana Free Library on Wednesday, June 15th at 7 p.m. as we discuss these important issues surrounding the USA Patriot Act. For more information, please call 337-1500 and ask for Rachel. Again, that's 337-1500.